With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House approving legislation to fund the government of the Department of Homeland Security, and President Trump has signed the legislation. Here's House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We just had an important and historic vote on the House floor, a series of votes today, in fact, and we delivered for the American people. For some reason, many of the House Democrats wanted to shut the government down again and inflict pain on the American people. But I'm glad to tell you, I'm happy to report, Republicans got the job done. Our majority worked together, and we got the bills over the line. So we have now funded 11 of the 12 separate appropriations funding bills for the government for the year.
The White House says talks between Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian officials still planned, even after a Navy fighter shot down an Iranian drone that was approaching a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. Now, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had advised President Trump to not trust Iran's adherence to signed treaties.
I recommended to the president that he withdraw from the previous nuclear deal that we had agreed to under President Obama. I think they may come away with some set of understandings, but to think that there's a long-term solution that actually provides stability and peace to this region while the Ayatollah is still in power is something I pray for but find unimaginable.
A federal judge who presided over the sex trafficking case against Jeffrey Epstein says a Wednesday conference to address harm done to the financier's victims by a massive release of records is not needed after a deal was struck to protect their identities. Judge Richard M. Berman canceling that hearing late Tuesday after he was notified by Florida Attorney Brittany Henderson, extensive and constructive discussions with the Justice Department had agreed to protect the victims' identities. SRN News. Religious Americans talk about political violence.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that majorities of all religious groups believe political leaders failing to condemn violent rhetoric of their own followers leads to violence. People of faith also believe that false or misleading information and images generated by AI that spread on social media contribute a lot to violent actions in society. The poll also finds that majorities of all religious groups oppose the public display of hate symbols. Michael Harrington reporting.
Judaism's various streams are moving in a more liberal direction, just as many Christian denominations are. Rabbis and students in the U.S. are more likely to be homosexual or women. Orthodox branches of Judaism are generally maintaining the traditional way of doing things, but Reform, conservative, and non-denominational Jewish institutions are embracing LGBT. This is SRN News. President Trump and Colombian President Gustavo Petro holding friendly talks in the Oval Office. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Just a few weeks after calling Petro a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States, Donald Trump welcomed his counterpart to the White House. After 2 hours of talks focused on drug trafficking, the president said he thought Petro was terrific, and the Colombian leader said they both came away with a positive and optimistic view.
National Football League facing pressure to take a stance against the Trump administration's immigration policies ahead of Super Bowl 60. More than 150,000 people signing a petition urging the league to denounce ICE. The liberal group Move On has delivered the petition to the NFL's New York City headquarters. Meanwhile, President Trump says he has no plans to attend the game this year. More details, srnnews.com.